All right, as we begin the homily today, I'm going to need some help. So, yes, sir, why don't you come down? Yes, sir? All right, let's get a few more students from other sections. All right, you need to be in your seat to be eligible. Some of you are like standing up in your seat. Yes, ma'am. Okay? And I'm going to need, two more. Let's go over here to this side. Guys, if you're standing up, you're ineligible. You need to keep your bottoms on the pew. Yes, sir? And I need one from the choir. Yes, ma'am. Yes, come on. All right, so I hope y'all are paying attention. Today we're wearing red. Why? Does anybody know why? Yes, sir?
Because it's the day of John the Baptist.
That was last week. We did John the Baptist. But why are we wearing red today? No, not quite. Good guesses, though. Why do we wear red? Opening prayer, I mentioned it right at the beginning of Mass because it's...
Death of Jesus?
No, not quite. Why? No, not John the Baptist, not Jesus' death. Okay, we are wearing red because the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We're celebrating today what's called a Mass of the Holy Spirit. And the Mass of the Holy Spirit has gone back a tradition for centuries. It started in about the 1200s when Catholic education started to take off. And what would happen is students and teachers would gather together and call down the gifts of the Holy Spirit to come upon them during the school year. And we know that from the readings that we just heard, the Holy Spirit is very important. And why is the Holy Spirit important? What did the Holy Spirit do for the apostles? Yes, ma'am.
And when there was a crowd.
That's right. So when the apostles were gathered together after Jesus had gone back to heaven, the Holy Spirit came down upon them and gave them strength and courage. It gave them the ability to speak in different languages so that they could understand each other. The Holy Spirit's a marvelous gift because without it, we can't continue to allow the work of the church to continue. And so we ask the Holy Spirit to be with us, to strengthen us, to guide us. Jesus said in the gospel today that the Spirit of the Lord came upon him so that he could proclaim liberty to the captives, so that he could help set the poor free. The Holy Spirit was instrumental in allowing Jesus to have that strength to be able to tell the whole world, I'm here and I'm here to save you. Now, what I've assembled today in my backpack is some gifts that the Holy Spirit has given us. Now, when I talk about gifts that the Holy Spirit has given us, as you guys got ready to go back to school, you had to go do something, right? You had to go someplace to get some stuff. What were you doing? Remember before school started?
We got our school supplies.
You got your school supplies. So where did you go to get school supplies? Where'd you go? Yes, ma'am, where'd you go? You went to the old gym to get your school uniforms? Very good. Where else did you go? What else? What did you get?
We got pencils.
You got pencils. What else did you need? School supplies.
Scissors.
You got scissors. What else did you need?
Backpack.
You got a backpack. What else? What else did you get? Yes, ma'am.
Got a binder.
You got a binder. What else? Crayons. Okay, so all these are great gifts. They're all great tools that you needed. They were all supplies that you needed. Well, what I've assembled in my backpack is stuff you can't buy in stores, but is still instrumental in gifts of the Holy Spirit. So if I could get your help, please. You want to reach in here and pull this out? What is that? What is it?
Toolbox.
It looks like a toolbox. So what do you think are in there? What's in a toolbox? Normally what? Tools are in a toolbox. These are tools that you're going to need for school. Here, you want to hold this? And why don't you go ahead and reach in there and grab one of the tools that you might need. So these are gifts of the Holy Spirit that come down upon us. What's that?
Cross.
A cross. And what does a cross represent?
Jesus.
Represents Jesus. It represents our faith. One of the gifts of the Holy Spirit that we receive is the gift of faith. And my friends, what signs of faith do we have as a student body? What do we do to show our faith in Jesus? What do we do? Yes, ma'am.
We learn and listen to our teachers.
You learn and listen to your teachers. Very good. Now, how about as it relates to faith? How do we learn about Jesus? What do we do to celebrate the fact that we're his children? Yes, ma'am.
We read the Bible.
You read the Bible in class. You go to religion class. Where else? What else do we do?
We pray.
We pray where? Yes.
We do the
rosary this afternoon at 2:30. We'll pray the rosary in here. You're all welcome to come with your families. That's another good one. What else?
We go to church.
We pray in church at school mass. These are ways that we share our faith because our Lord is good to us and the Holy Spirit comes down and infuses its life and its spirit within us. You want to grab another tool that the Spirit gives us? What else? What do you have there? It's a cloth with what on it?
The Texans.
The Texans logo. You guys know what this is? Yeah, see? We're getting excited. Do you know what this is? What does it say on it?
Houston, Texas.
Houston, Texas. This is the official
Texans towel.
The official Texans towel. They give these off, or they give these up on opening day and they put them in all the seats. And you go to the game, you're like, go Texans, right? So what gift of the Holy Spirit does this represent? You guys just all clapped and cheered because we're rooting for the Texans this year, right? We're hoping maybe this is the year they go to the Super Bowl. What does that represent as it relates to our school year? Yes, ma'am. That's a good guess. The cloth on the altar. That's not exactly what I'm going for. What I'm going for is school spirit. Just like you see this logo and you're like, go Texans! When you guys think St. Thomas More, you should think, man, I am so excited to be a student here. I'm so excited to be a member of the student body at St. Thomas More. And so we can encourage each other. We can cheer each other on. We can attend all the sporting events. We can wear our St. Thomas More shirts around town and say, look, this is where I go to school. This is where my team spirit resides. Does that sound like a pretty cool gift the Holy Spirit gives us? Yes. How about another gift? What else does the Holy Spirit give us as we start this school year? Oh, what's that? Do you have any idea? You want to ask the middle school students what this is? You have no idea. Let's see, we're the middle school students. You guys know what this is? What's this? What is this?
It's a headband.
It's a headband. And whose headband is it?
Yours.
And why do I wear this headband?
To exercise.
To exercise. And but it looks like what? So for people who can't see it.
Like your collar.
It looks like the collar that's here. And so when it's time to play some sports, I put it on my head, right? So what does this represent? If I'm sweating, if I'm playing hard, what does this represent? Means what? Yes, sir. That I'm a priest, that's right, that's what this particular one represents. But if I'm wearing a headband, it means what? It means I'm doing something. Yes, I am working. I'm working out, but am I just sitting around playing video games, eating cheese puffs?
No.
No, I'm working hard. I'm sweating because I'm working so hard. And so this gift here, my friends, represents hard work, determination, work ethic. One of the gifts the Holy Spirit gives us during the school year that we need is the ability to work hard, to do our best in everything. Does that sound like a good gift? All right, how about who else hasn't drawn one? What else is in here? Other gifts of the Holy Spirit. What's that?
A ball.
A ball with what?
A smiley face.
A smiley face. And what do you think a smiley face represents?
Happiness.
Happiness. How about having a good attitude? How about having a good attitude saying, yes, I get to go to school today. Woo! Yeah! I get to learn. I get to be a better disciple of Jesus. Instead of saying, oh man, we got to do homework. Have a good attitude. When you're playing your sports and you're like, man, it's 100 degrees outside, this is so sorry. Say, man, I get to run around, I get to play games. The happiness, the smiley face represents having a good attitude. Who drew this one? All right, a couple more things in the toolbox here that the Holy Spirit gives us. What is it? What is that? What is it? What would you define that as?
It's a hand.
It's a hand. What kind of hand? A clapping hand. And how does it work? You want to demonstrate? Exactly. And what do you think this represents? Clapping hands. What does this represent? What does it represent? Yes.
Clapping hands.
So what does that mean in the gift of the Spirit? Okay, you guys are demonstrating beautifully. All right. That's very good. You guys are good at clapping. Okay, so this gift of the Holy Spirit is encouragement. It means supporting your classmates. That means if one of your fellow classmates says something or does something good, you say, good job. You're really doing a good job. You're really smart. You're really wonderful. You're really awesome. Okay? So allow the gift of the Holy Spirit, the gift of encouragement, dictate our lives and dictate the classroom. So allow the Spirit to work with us to say to somebody, you really were nice to me today. You really said something very, very smart in class. Allow the gift of the Spirit to encourage us and encourage each other. Okay? And we have one more thing. It's not in the toolbox. It doesn't fit, but it's in the bag. And this is an important, very, very important gift of the Holy Spirit. Why don't you reach in there? There's one more thing in there. What is that? It looks like a card, something you would write on. What does it say on the card?
I can't read it.
You can't read it? You want to help out? Let's see, get the middle school students to help out. What does it say?
It's a red circle. A
red circle with an exit through it, and it says?
Whining.
So what does this mean?
No whining.
Okay, the gift of the Holy Spirit is going to give us the ability not to whine. I mean, like, oh, school is so hard. I have to wake up so early. Math is impossible. So let's make a promise to each other and to our teachers and parents that we are not going to whine this school year, right? Yeah, does that sound like a good idea? Yeah. I can't tell if more of that applause came from the teachers or the parents there, but that was pretty cool. But that's right, let's allow the Holy Spirit to give us the courage that we need to say, all of these challenges, all of these things that are going on, I'm not going to complain, I'm not going to whine. Who is the best example to us of not whining? Who is it? Yes. Okay, that's pretty good. The Pope is a good example. How about a little bit higher than the Pope?
Jesus.
When Jesus was hanging on the cross, do you think he said, oh, this cross is so heavy. I'm in so much pain and I'm so sad. Is that what he did?
No,
he said, I love you guys. I'm doing this for you. I'm doing this because I love you. I'm doing this because I want to set you free from sin. The Holy Spirit is going to give us the courage that we need in our lives so that we can go on, so that we can be like Jesus, that we can embrace all the challenges, all the difficulties, all the things that we're going to go through during the school year so that we can be better people and better children of the Lord. As we continue to celebrate today the gift of the Holy Spirit in our lives, as we continue to celebrate our school year, we ask the Holy Spirit to be with us in all things, to give us all of these wonderful gifts in abundance so that we can be the very best people that we can be.